Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2006, Thomas and Laura Kacharik.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a seasonal farm stand garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.2887 acres, more or less, with land lying west of Beaver Dam Road, Road 285, 1,100 feet north of Stokely Road, being Road 280, with a 911 address of 19884 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, Map 5, Parcel 44.07. For the benefit of the commission on this application, I'm passing down a computerized site plan. I have a survey that matches it, but you don't really need that, the same size. And I will provide the following. The application was filed on October 16th, 2014. The applicant did provide a survey and a site plan for the application. We did receive comments from DelDOT on October 7, 2014, in the form of a support facility report and referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended and that the current level of service of Beaver Dam Road will not change as a result of this application. The County Engineering Department also provided comments through the Utility Planning Division. They were dated January 16th of 2015. And reference that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We received one additional comment that was from Jay Beach, one of the residential neighbors, and sent a letter in support of the applicant's plan referenced in this application, with no specific comments other than the support. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, come on up. Give us your name, please.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name's Tom Kacharik. I've worked in the green industry in the Lewis area for the past 20 years. My wife and I had this dream to open a neighborhood garden center with a focus on growing these plants, you know, the production of it, the agricultural side of it. We did so in 2014, last year, April. We opened Garden Shack Farm and we sold annual perennial flowers, vegetable transplants, shrubs, and produce that was grown on site. We also have some chickens. We sell the eggs. We're in an agricultural area. We feel that this is in character with the area, and there are other home occupations in that area also. The reason we're here is we had clients come in. They wanted us to sell them bags of mulch, bags of potting soil, decorative pots, all these complimentary items, and we couldn't. We didn't want to get into being a commercial operation. These customers live close by. They don't want to go out to Route 1. They don't want to stand in line and all that. The sales area, we're proposing a sales area, be about 100 feet from the road. I think you see on the plan there's parking. We would screen off any items we'd bring in to store the bags of mulch or potting soil and things like that in the pots. Let's see what else we got. And then also from the side, we would be willing to plant evergreens and things like that to make it attractive, because we live there, and we don't we don't want to be unsightly. If it looks nice, and we want to be a good neighbor, it'll be good for our business as well. So we estimate also 2 to 4 employees, not including family, and our hours. We'd like to be open March 20th, December 20th. Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday, Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 12 to 4. And that's really it. If you guys have any questions.
Could you repeat those hours again?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. March 20th to December 20th, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday and Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12 to 4.
All right, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are you sure you want to put the limitations on your dates? Because, you know, you might have some Christmas tree sales or... things like that?
December 20th. We you know, usually...
Some people kind of last minute.
Well, I don't want to say, you know. December 20th gets pretty close, you know. I think we'll, by then, hopefully, we won't have any Christmas trees to sell. We'll be all sold out of them.
I'm still waiting to put mine up. That's why I asked.
But that's the kind of thing we want to get into doing, too. Have some flowers for Easter, you know. People like to get mom and, you know, Lily or something like that, and we want to be able to offer that. There's a lot of development around us, you know, and these people don't have to go to Route 1.
Okay. So you don't mind excluding Valentine's Day and...
No, I'm not going to. Okay. Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Just checking. How big is your... sales building going to be?
We're thinking 576 square feet, 24 by 24, post frame, pole barn type construction.
Car garage.
Pardon me?
Two car garage.
Right, exactly, yeah. And we would like to have greenhouses, sales greenhouses that we could have, agricultural greenhouses that people could go through that building and into to check everything out. And we'd really like to stretch it across that one half of the property, as you can see on the drawing there.
And how about a sign?
We have a sign. You know, I've got some pictures that might. Can you guys take these?
Sure, bring it
to our director.
Thank you.
Just some photos to give you an idea what we did this past year. And, you know, we were 400 and some feet off the road, and it was convenient to start initially, and we just want to take what we've got and move it a little closer to the road.
Can you leave those for the record?
We could leave them. They'd be forwarded to council then?
Yeah, they would be forwarded to council.
Yeah, they would be part of the record here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Be a good idea.
Yeah.
And your sign, is it lighted?
It is not lighted, no.
Do you want it lighted?
That would be great. We were thinking a security light, a downward, you know, security light just
on the building itself.
Yeah, we would definitely need something like that.
But in terms of your road sign, do you want that lighted or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I add to that? Yes, please. You raised a question. You made reference to, is there signage on the building?
There is no
sign. Just on the ground sign, out front.
It's just a sign out front.
It sounded like there was two. Okay, thank you.
And I think all my questions have been answered, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. Mr. Burton.
I just have one. The pictures show a lot of tables and display areas.
Correct.
And this shows a two-car garage and a greenhouse. Are you planning on bringing all that?
The two houses that are in those pictures are they're going to be our production area. We're going to have a production area that's to the back. It's kind of like the kitchen, and then we bring everything out and put it in a nice attractive display for the people out front. Take the best stuff out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and. It appears here that your gravel parking area would be outside the front yard setback, or we'd want to make sure that it was when you submitted another plan. And if you had any outside seasonal displays, such as Christmas trees or some other things, would you agree that they should probably be set back and not right out on setback? Outside the front yard setback?
I think the front yard setback is
40 foot.
It's 40 feet, yeah. We're back off the road 100 feet. And any 40 feet is not a problem. I don't want to infringe on the setback. There's also a water line that runs through there. We're not going to go anywhere near that for obvious reasons.
Okay. And I guess it was maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, either Councilor or Mr. Lang, the difference between a signage that if you have something like a feather flag, it's a flag if it has no writing on it, but it becomes a sign if it does have writing on it. Am I correct in that?
That's the way it's been interpreted. We're still trying to resolve writing the regulations specifically addressing feather flags.
Mm-hmm. you understand where we're going with that? The flags.
Those tall, skinny things they put in the ground.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not.
We've been kind of.
The sign we have there. I have a picture of it. There's a photo of it. I mean, that's all we need. I think it's 32 square feet total.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, sir.
All right, Mr. Lennick, any questions?
All my questions were asked. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Abbott,
no questions.
Counselor?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. Well, sir, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of an additional use, number 2006, Thomas and Laura Kacharik? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use, number 2006? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.